Good morning, everybody. Today is October the 10th. This is the 10th day of the Audio Boo Music Marathon Festival Octava. I hope you indulge me, though, whilst I do my day 9 Octava recording, which I haven't quite got around to doing yet. It's a bit of a shame, given that I wrote the roadmap for this week. Anyway, today is about an instrument either that you play or that you absolutely adore. And since I don't play any instruments, can't play an instrument to save my life, I'm going for the latter. Something just amazing. This is Dire Straits with Your Latest Trick. This was off Dire Straits' 1986 album, Brothers in Arms, of which a number of other hits came, including the title track. But I've chosen this one today for one particular instrument, which you can't help noticing, really, in the introduction and at various strategic points throughout the music. So some may scoff at a bit of 80s cheesy saxophone, but I absolutely love it. There's so much soul in there. There's so much of the music, so much of the person playing the instrument. It is almost the closest thing you come to an instrument representing the vocal as the vocal itself. You know, here we have it both forming the chorus effectively and also answering to Knopfler's lyrics. According to Wikipedia, this is the tune most often played by people when they're testing out saxophones in music shops. And I'm afraid I'm probably not going to get away from clichés as I have a little sift through some of the other sax-laden tracks that I really like. But I think it's worth doing. It's an instrument which you can't miss if you've ever listened to 80s or sort of some early 90s, I suppose, music. That it really symbolises passion, and love, and soul, and spirit, and it's just wonderful. You knew I was going to play this next, didn't you? Here we go with something so familiar. It probably is the cliché of clichés when it comes to saxophone. And no, according to Wikipedia, Bob Holness didn't play this. don't need me to tell you that this is Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty. May be really recognisable, but it's still really stirring, I find. That quite bombastic, strident bit of saxophone that comes in, that is so unmistakable, and yet you don't bore of it. It still means Baker Street, it still means London to me at least. It still means an absolutely classic hit from 1978. From Rafferty's City to City album. And the saxophone? Well, it wasn't by Bob Holness, I'll tell you who it was by in just a second. Makes a change to talk over the vocal rather than the instrumental bit in the middle of the song. Anyway, that saxophone is by somebody called Raphael Ravenscroft, apparently. But there was, of course, an urban myth circulating for quite a long time that it was Bob Holness. And according to Wikipedia, again, I blame Wikipedia, not me if this is wrong, this was furthered by Stuart Marconi, the music critic and radio presenter. We'll have one more blast of saxophone before we move on to something else. Okay, stand by for one more go at the classic saxophone riff.
Presenting two contemporary artists, one an outstanding sax player, Kenny G. The other, a Grammy-nominated singer, Michael Bolton.
This is Michael Bolton and the saxophonist Kenny G playing at the 1990 Grammy Award ceremony, and I'm playing this from YouTube today, hence the pretty dodgy quality of the audio.
To live without you, and how am I supposed to carry on? With all that I've been living for.
And that was my reason for playing it, really. It's Goose Pimply, personally, I think. Just the sheer passion in that bit of... in that instrument there. It's just amazing. And again, this shows how you can match saxophone against vocal. It's almost doing the answering... What is doing the answering to Bolton's lyrics. Here's the Rolling Stones with Brown Sugar, of course. Spot the saxophone in the early bits. Pretty low in the mix for most of the song, actually, but I dare say if you took the saxophone out of Brown Sugar, you would really feel that something was missing from it. It's adding that bit of salt, it's adding a backbone to the song, and then a little bit later it comes in much more fully. That's Bobby Keys on Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones. Definitely not just going through the motions. You can really feel the enthusiasm for playing in there. That was recorded in 1971. I think Octava has been sorely missing a bit of Rolling Stones over the past week, and I intend to put that right in coming days. So this will be the first of many Stones tracks, which I hope to insert at some point. Okay, I know it's been played once already during Octava, and I know that it's worth so much more than just a bit of saxophone, but it really is a great piece of saxophone, so I couldn't help but play Pink Floyd's Us and Them. And it should at least make McColgan happy. The saxophone seems to run through us and them like a silky thread. It's below the surface for much of the time, just popping up every now and again, and sometimes coming into sight quite gloriously. So I think that's where we end our journey of the saxophone through popular music, with just a few tracks illustrating how versatile the instrument is. And I mean, there are all sorts of tracks in which the saxophone appears on, but I think the ones that I've played show it at quite possibly the best that it can get to. So that was Octava Day 9. I've got a lot of catching up to do now. Octava Day 10 and 11 and 12 on their way shortly. If this is still recording, then I do apologise. I'm having trouble stopping the boo.